welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am your host today with the lovely Ina Vandervelde. And Ina, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hello, everyone, and hi, Gretchen. And I'm honored to come back here this Wednesday to meet you wonderful people and to help some of you. And I'm just happy and glad to be here. So let's have it.
Awesome. Well, we are happy to have you here. Monday's call was such a fascinating call, and we really just dove into the conversation and didn't have a whole lot of time to work with people one-on-one. So that's why we wanted to open up this time today to for you to really be able to connect with our audience on a deeper level so they can experience your work and all that stuff on a much broader scale. So I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with us today and share your gift with all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. And I am very grateful. And Gretchen and everyone, with your permission, can I start this with a small prayer?
Absolutely.
And thank you. I'm asking you, dear Source, Creator of all that is, God, to open this healing space for these wonderful people, for daughters and sons of God. They are so really wonderful. They're so willing to be with you, to be within your beautiful healing and loving energy. And I am asking you, give us some blessings and protect this healing space with your golden pyramid, with a golden cupola. Protect this healing space. And I'm invoking right now Archangel Michael. Bring your blue cleansing light. Bring your army of cleansing angels to liberate, to deliver these people from their sickness. And I am also invoking Archangel Raphael and his emerald green light and his army of healing angels. Come and step into this healing space, as we are going to do a lot of healings today. And we would like to see some miracles. That's why I'm invoking the angels of miracles, the angels of transformation, the angels of God's presence. And thank you, God. Help these people be freed from their sickness, be freed from something that is tormenting and torturing them, and have a happier life. And so be it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, everyone.
Awesome. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that. All right. So if you want to talk to Ina, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. I see a lot of people in line already. Ina, is there anything you need from them before when you're talking to them?
Well, to have the call for yourself, to have that time the most efficient, I would like you to introducing yourselves and to tell me what's on your mind. So what would you like to do for me to do? What kind of, like, if you feel some sickness and want me to, or disease and want me to go to the deeper root of it, I would be happy to do it for you. Just name it and we'll go from that. If you want to have a deeper reason, like the root of separation, because we all suffer from separation from God, and if you want to know the root of the deeper trauma, then just tell me what you want. If it is an emotional problem, if it is a relationship problem, tell me what you want, and I am here for this hour to assist you with your healing. Thank you.
Awesome. All righty, so let's take our first caller. Your first three digits are 253. 253, you are unmuted.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Dee, and thank you for taking this time. I'm calling because I have experiencing anxiety. I think it's anxiety. I'm not really sure because I'm not a person that has anxiety. But I wake up with a start, like, and I'm trembling on the inside. And I don't know what is causing that. Like, I'm not a worry person or anything like that. And then if I do have things going on, I typically pray about it, surrender it, and then take action on what I'm supposed to do. So I'm very, very alarmed about it because I can't figure out what's causing it. And if I don't know what the cause is, I can't deal with it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bea. And while you were talking, I got the answer already to what's going on with your body. And I'm telling you, so there's a little bit of disconnection there, and that's what God and angels showed me immediately. Your soul wants to connect with God because the energies of the earth have risen so much that your soul is really seeking for this connection. And your body is trying to catch up. And today we can give you a healing. When I'm giving you this healing, if you accept it, then I would ask you to, if you feel the energies, tell me which part of the body you can feel them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so can do you give me your permission for this healing?
Yes. One question, a clarification, when you say the body is trying to catch up, because I'm very, very attuned to spirit, like I'm very tuned in. So if I'm clear, is my body is trying to catch up to where my spirit is?
Yes, your soul is rejoicing. Your soul is saying, finally, there is a time when I can connect with these high vibrational energies, and your mm-hmm. body, that's what I'm showing, and your body is catching up. So it's a matter of synchronization, if it makes sense to you.
Got it. Yes, ma'am. And yes, you okay. do have my permission.
Okay. Okay. And thank you very much. And if someone on this call also feels that they resonate with what is happening with you, then please join us for this healing, because the God's energies, they go exactly where they need to go, and they are multidimensional, so they will go and heal your issue, your problem. So you will be able to feel that too. But I'm working with you right now. Thank you. And take a deep breath in and out. And receive the energies of healing. Receive the energies of the source. I'm opening the sky. I'm opening the windows, the portals. I'm opening all the doors for the source to come into your body and start flooding into your body and into your life. Receive this healing. Receive this deep synchronization of your body when it synchronizes with the timing, with the divine timing, as your soul is requesting this. And thank you, thank you, thank you. My arm, my hand, is becoming your hand, God, creator of all that is. My eyes are your eyes. My breath is your breath. And as I'm going to breathe right now, my breath, my golden breath, goes deep into every tissue, every soul, every cell, every organ. It goes into the skin, it goes into the energy body, and it shifts and synchronizes with the divine energies, all of your energy field. And I'm streaming that golden light into you. And I am asking God, creator of all that is. Release this wonderful soul from anxiety. Release this wonderful soul from something that is experiencing that is not here. Release, and I'm talking to the spirit of anxiety. Leave this body right now. And I can see actually the angels are taking it through the crown chakra. It looks like a dark cloud, and they are taking it out of your mind, out of your body, through the channels. And they are saying that they're also cleansing the energy channels in your body. So they are releasing you from that. How are you feeling?
I feel fine, a little dizzy.
Yes, because as I mentioned, that it is a lot of synchronization, and we live on this earth. We have human materialized bodies, so with this energy, because there's so much of it went into your body, you might feel a little bit dizzy. But let's ask. Okay, I'm asking the healing angels. Please, do you feel any discomfort in your body at all?
No.
No, just a little bit dizziness, right? Lightheadedness.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's gone too. That's gone now.
It's gone. Okay, so that means that your body more or less synchronized. But guess what? The angels of healing want to touch your head and do some connections, reconnections in the nervous system. Do you give your permission for that?
Yes.
Okay, please approach that wonderful daughter of God and very gently put your loving, gentle hand on your head and do your work and thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, what the angels are telling me that they are synchronizing the yin and yang fields in the body, because every single energy body and all of you have yin and yang fields, and they are synchronizing. So you might feel a little bit of pressure because they are touching you. Okay, how does that feel for you?
It feels fine.
Okay.
A little tingling in my fingers.
Tingling in your fingers, yes, because that's the energy, the electrical energy, right? They, you can feel it as tingling, right? And protect your energy body from all negative influences. And I'm asking you, God, creator of all that is right now, install your golden cupola of light and your pyramid around the bodies of all people on this call. Protect them. And everyone might start feeling, especially if you're sensitive to the energy, you might feel that protective field being created. As I can see, and angels are showing it to me, they are being created around every single person on this call. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How are you feeling, my dear?
I am good.
Okay. All right. Do you still have lightheadedness, or is it okay?
I'm okay. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any pressure, discomfort in any part of your body at all right now?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for sharing.
Awesome. Thank you
for being.
Thank you, Lord. Awesome. Boy, I had major chills on that one. Yeah, that was good. All right. Awesome. Okay. So our next caller in line, your first three digits are 610.
God.
610. You are unmuted.
Hello. My name is Sue.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Sue.
I've been having a sight issue and also a brain issue. I had traumatic brain injury about 9 years ago in an auto accident. It has affected my eyesight. I also have what they call retinal degeneration. I've had that for most of my life. I'd like to know if I could get a healing where maybe the eyesight will start improving and getting better, or clear whatever is there that has to be cleared, so that I can be independent and function again.
Okay. Thank you for sharing, Sue. Normally, sight issues, they are very, very complicated because there are all kinds of organs reflection and energies reflection around the sight. And definitely, we will start the healing today with you. I would definitely recommend to go deeper into it with a private session or something like that, because we will need a deeper course. But right now, the angels are showing me, we'll talk about a brain injury first, but first the angels are showing me some, can I mention in general the issues that I'm being shown?
Yes, you have my permission. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Thank you. And I can feel, and what I'm being shown, this is some issues on the yin side of the family, and that means on the female side of the family. And this is one of the causes of the problem. They are saying that this is one of the causes of the problem. With your permission, can I scan you too?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. They are also showing me that that there is some worry and some worry about the future. So that means that when we worry about the future so much, that blocks the flow of energies and does not release the energy from the body properly. When there is no flow in the body, it creates some kind of stagnation. I can see that one eye is a little bit, there's more pressure and it's a little bit more damaged than the other one. Like on my my screen, it's the right eye that I'm seeing. Yes. With
yes.
The brain injury. Yes.
You are exactly right. Yes. That's the worst eye right now, and it's having them a lot of problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
The one that has more of the retinal degeneration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see it because on my screen, I always see it as a darker spot, and when the angels show it to me, then I just go with the flow with what I'm shown, because I don't invest my energy, and it's only in the light of the Creator that these things are shown to me. Right. I can see also the brain injury. I can see it. Okay. Can we heal you a little bit?
Yes, you have my permission.
Okay,
please.
Thank you, Sue. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I would like you to completely relax. To relax, the more you are relaxed, the more you are able to receive this healing right now. And right now, just be relaxed. Be very, very relaxed, like soak in this energy. First, I'm going to stream this energy, and then I'm going to command, okay?
Okay.
My hand is the hand of God. My eyes are the eyes of God. And I'm streaming this golden, beautiful energy into Sue's body, into her brain, and into your eyes. And right now, I'm asking you, God, creator of all that is, remove and release all the consequences of the brain injury, of brain damage, remove and release the consequences, its influence on the eyesight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, eyesight, I speak to you, brain injury. No more leave this body. I command you to leave. I command it to leave this body. Please, dear angels of cleansing, angels of miracles, and angels of healing, come and step into this healing place, infused healing place, and release and remove the issue. Release and remove. And you might feel a little bit of pressure, because I feel pressure, a little bit of pressure, especially on that eye and in the brain. Release and remove the timing of this trauma of the brain injury. Remove and release the negative influences that were attached to that trauma in the name of Jesus Christ. By my free will, and I'm talking on your behalf right now, by my free will, in the name of Jesus Christ, release and remove that right now. And I invoke the healing angels to step into this beautiful healing space. Dear healing angels, put your hands on your eyes and choose eyes and release and help this beautiful daughter of God. How are you feeling, Sue?
I feel way different. I felt like there was like pressure release in my brain, and especially on the right side of the temporal area where I got hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more peaceful now. The whole body just feels peaceful, like it's okay now to deal with what I have to deal with and just move on.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel it on me.
Mm-hmm.
On my face, like somebody was like tapping me, like I don't know how else to explain it. And in the brain area, I could feel they were just like smoothing out stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the flow is intensifying right now. That's why I'm giving you a little bit of extra time. So release and remove. Remove what I see. Remove and release. Great of all that is, I'm asking you to give your miracle of healing to this beautiful soul. She truly deserves it. She's your daughter. She's your soul. You created her. Just give you that miracle. Give you all your love. Release any traumatic memory, any traumatic experience. And open your eyesight and thank you, thank you, thank you. There is something that they are showing me that they are doing with the muscles and connections inside the eye.
Uh-huh.
So bear with us just a little bit longer. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And how are you feeling right now?
I just feel way different than when I started. I could feel stuff like just changing in my head and by, especially on the right side of the eye, there's less pressure. But when you said about the eye muscles, they seem now they're not as tight.
Mm-hmm.
They're more, a little more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like different. Huh.
Yes, indeed. Give you the prize.
Seem like white
you.
Color.
Uh-huh, Gretchen, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing colors.
You're seeing colors. Wonderful. What color do you see?
Right now, I'm seeing a beautiful white. There's
mm-hmm.
some gold mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, some dark, like, darkness. Like,
mm-hmm.
like the eyes are almost have to, like, relearn how to see again.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Yes, creator of all that is, give you the miracle of seeing your love, seeing your nature, seeing your light. Thank you for sharing, because gold is the color of the creator of all that is, and the majority of people, when they get reconnected with these beautiful energies, they start seeing white with golden speckles. So, congratulations.
Well, that's it's kind of unique. Oh my!
Thank
yes,
you.
It's way different. I mean, it's going to take time. Now, will the energy continue for a while, or does it just stop when you stop?
No, it never stops, because I before the programs now this healing started one-to-one healings like this program started. I asked the angels to continue working with the person until you feel that that's everything they can do right now, because sometimes there are deeper beliefs. And I mentioned one disharmony that I noticed and that the energies told me at the beginning, but it needs to be worked separately. So for you, if you choose this program, I would definitely recommend Package B, because it's a little bit of deeper healing, and we know we need to go a little bit deeper to go to the deeper cause of what happened, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, and blessings to you.
And blessings to you, Sue, thank you.
Thank you, I really appreciated
awesome.
It.
Awesome job, Sue, good job.
Thank
good
you.
Job. Yeah,
very
yeah great. Yeah, great. May I mention that when you allow this healing and when you are open to everything that, I'm just a channel. I'm not even Ina right now. I'm just a channel for the Creator to tell you, to share this divine wisdom, divine truth that that is behind, and give you deliverance, give you healing that you need. And when I mention something, you just contemplate on it, right? And the more you are open, the more you feel as if the best way to feel during this healing is if I am a sponge and I'm soaking this energy and I'm just allowing there's healing to happen to me. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
That was great. That was so cool. And that Sue saw the colors. That's so cool. The colors, the white and the gold. Very, very cool. All right. Okay, so our next caller in line, your first three digits are 860. 860, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. Hi, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, nice to be here.
You're welcome. Nice to have you. It's an honor to... It's very brave on behalf, like, I don't know, how do people do that? It's very brave to come and open up and say, okay, whatever, I'm ready. Whatever the Creator wants to tell me, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your courage, Susan, and everyone
okay.
else.
Okay, I have, like, some, I guess, muscular skeletal issues. I've had like a frozen shoulder for a number of years that I've gone for treatment, and I can't really, it's gotten better, but I can't, you know, lift my hand all the way up like, you know, I should with the other hand. I also have had like kind of a stiff neck for like a number of years that kind of, you know, I've just kind of learned to kind of live with it. And then recently I had some back issues, and I did go and have x-rays, and I know, you know, exactly what's causing the pain. With your healings, like say if there's something wrong with, say, a disc in your back or something, does your healing address correcting what's wrong with the disc, or is it more alleviating pain associated with it?
That's a great question, Susan. And my answer would be as such. God created us. He knows the issues and why we created every single condition and how we created it.
Mm-hmm.
And this healing can completely heal you with understanding of the conditions, or if God wants to grant you a miraculous all-around healing, and or if something that you still have to understand through this disease, through this condition, then mm-hmm. Then it might take longer until this understanding is achieved. But very often God gives, because it's not me, right? I'm just a channel. It's that energy that will go into you right now in a few minutes that will do the trick for you. And you will tell us. And that's why for now, right now, I'm asking you to tell us exactly, like, for example, if the utmost of your issues is 100%, where are you right now? Like the worst is 100. Where are you right now with your symptoms?
I'd say maybe, I don't know, 50%, because I think some of the issues I've just kind of learned to live with it, so I don't focus on them, you know, much. I mean, and then, you know, my back is just, well, I guess I've had this issue for a number of years. I just didn't know it until I, you know, recently had some pain the last couple of weeks, and I went and I had it in cyst type of thing. And that has gotten better, but obviously the condition in my spine that's causing the issue is the same.
Mm-hmm.
The pain, yeah.
Yes, and absolutely, I haven't answered the question about degeneration of the discs. Mm-hmm. I have seen miracles, and I have heard about miracles, and I invite miracle into your life right now. God created us. Even the disc can be restored, and everything can be remedied with you again. I will do the healing in a minute, and we'll see what God is willing to do you right now, without discussing the deeper reasons of why and how you created it. But mm-hmm. let's see what will happen, right?
Okay. Well, just one thing I want to mention. I've had, like, you know, other healings, not for these particular issues, but I'm not sure I'm completely open to the energy. I don't think I'm sensitive to the energy. And I've had, you know, when you're asked, okay, you know, what do you feel in your body? A lot of times I don't feel much of that. And I'm told, well, you know, even if you don't feel it, the energy is still working. But I'm just wondering how open I am to this energy of receiving these things. So,
okay. Yes, Susan, we are all different.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. We're all different. My husband doesn't feel anything at all. And
yeah.
and still, it happens.
Okay.
All right. But luckily or unluckily for you, you have that frozen shoulder, you have that stiff neck, so you will be able to move it after this healing, okay?
Well, I hope so. I'm just kind of like offering a disclaimer when you ask me what I feel, and if I say I don't feel anything, I'm just letting you know that now.
Okay, but your frozen shoulder, right? You can lift your shoulder, or that's how you know that it's frozen. Like,
oh,
I would
right.
like you to move it right now and see where you are. So that's how you will check, okay? And
okay.
Tune your neck and see also where you are right now, okay?
My frozen shoulder is, well, it's probably about the same as it was, like, as far as, like, you know, I can lift it up,
yes, because we're already in this energy, but I haven't started healing yet, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so do you give me your permission for this healing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And I invite the energy of love and light of the universe, and I'm screaming this energy onto you, Susan. You are a brilliant daughter of God, and you are not any different from many of us who don't feel anything in their body, but you are suffering from this condition. And I am asking you, the creator of all that is, I am asking you, Source, I am asking you to give this healing to this brilliant daughter, as she is open and she's so brave, and she came here today with the same singular reason to become healthy, to approach and understand the source, to understand the root, to understand the reason behind all of your creations, dear God. I'm invoking the healing angels, and I'm invoking, let me invoke the chiropractor angels. And I would like you, your job right now, Susan, to be very relaxed, like be as relaxed as you can, and let your body move the way it wants to move, okay?
Okay.
All right. So be as relaxed as you can. And I ask you, dear chiropractic angel, please create this health for her. And I'm also speaking. I'm speaking to blood, skeletal, and bone conditions. Be removed from this body. Be removed. Frozen shoulder. Heal right now. Heal right now. Stiff neck, heal right now. Release your this condition, back issues, release yourself. Musculoskeletal condition, whatever it is that you are experiencing in your body, get your deliverance right now. Get your liberation in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like the chiropractor angels to start moving your body right now. Right now, the way to release it right now, the way to remove this condition right now. Help this brilliant daughter of God as I am streaming this healing light, as I am covering you with love. Wrap your healing blanket around your whole body as she is so brave that she has come and opened your heart. She opened your whole musculoskeletal system to you, God, creator of all that is. And I'm asking here and now, put it back in place. Put it back in place where it needs to be, according to your divine template for Susan. And I am sending this healing light, this love of the whole universe into you. And I'm covering you with that light, with that love. In the name of Jesus, release her of that. Okay. All right. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How are you feeling, Susan?
Let's see. Well, right now my back feels better.
All right.
Let's see. My frozen shoulder and my neck feel about the same.
Okay. All right. And I'm asking for a deeper reason. How can we help
Susan Berta, what is the deeper reason between the frozen shoulder? Okay, can you please repeat after me? I express my will right now, my frozen shoulder.
I express my will right now, my frozen shoulder.
Go back to where it belonged, to the divine template.
Go back to where it belongs in the divine template.
I express my will, my frozen neck, my stiff neck.
I express my will, my stiff neck.
I will you into it, into the healing.
I will you into it, the healing.
Thank you. Okay, and I'd like you angels to approach you right now and to touch your neck, to touch your shoulder, to work with it. Okay. And I can feel, I'm going to describe what I feel, but I can feel the angels doing like pat movements, something like that. And they are like patting your neck and patting your shoulder, as if you are kind of a piece of dough, and they're trying to let them work. I'm just observing the process. I'm observing what is happening right now.
Okay.
Reshaping, remodeling it a little bit. Okay, beautiful. And can you please, at this very moment, do a test for me and see how it changed?
My neck feels a little better. My shoulder feels about the same.
Okay. I'm glad that your neck feels a little bit better. I'm glad that your back feels a little bit better. It's a huge step because you have had it for a while. Right. And for you, I would definitely recommend. And what I keep telling everyone that if the condition is not shifted immediately, that only means that either you are not receiving this energy or it's serving you. And then we need to go into a deeper reason. And that's why I suggest for you, I definitely suggest a package with a session if you want to go with this program and raise your vibrations to the extent where this condition will heal. Okay? But I'm very grateful to you, Susan. Very grateful.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Susan. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. I understand the frozen shoulder. I had it a few years ago for about a year. And it would get a little bit better and a little bit better, but it took a long time for the healing to really work its way on that.
Yeah, it is, in first place, it is stubborn, and secondly, there's a reason why we create that. I had a case when there was a woman who asked to heal her hip because she was facing surgery of her hip, and the angels took her hip completely out. And they did some manipulations and then put it back. Of course, it's always kind of the energy, my energy vision, right? That was shown to me. But after like an hour approximately, she could walk around the house without a limp. So
wow.
It got significantly better. But there is always a reason, because God can heal us instantaneously. And there is always a reason that stands behind any issue that we create. It might serve us. It might be that we feel that we are separate. We take too much responsibility by ourselves and separate ourselves from the universe. And we think that we are not part of it, like God is not part of us. And in fact, God is in every cell of our body. Right? And we need to reconnect you to the universal healing first, to the healing of the universe, before it can do a miracle for you. And that takes some time. And that's why all this program that I presented on Monday, it leads you through step by step, because we got used to living within our issues. We think that it's normal to have them, like everyone has them. I have them too. Oh, I'm aging. I need to have them. No. That's not how that works. How that works is if we are accepting this, whatever we need to accept, it works instantaneously. But we need to reach that point when we are ready to do that, when we are ready to release all this issues that we have about the Creator, that we are not allowing it to be part of us and heal on our own.
Makes so much sense. Yeah.
Yep.
So I want to take one more caller. Before we do that, I just want to make sure everybody has Ina's special offer. It's orderjoy2020.com/INA23. That's INNA23. You can click on the webcast button, or you can type that in. Again, it's orderjoy2020.com/INA23. I just want to draw your attention. If you want a personal session with Ina, they are filling up quickly, so you might want to grab those as soon as you can. Otherwise, the rest of the program is available, will be available this week, so you have a little bit of time to make that decision if it feels right for you. One thing is, you know, with this program, because there are the MP3s, you can begin working with the energy right away, instantly, as soon as you purchase. So before we take another caller, Ina, is there anything you want to add about the program?
I can give you a testimonial, a recent testimonial.
Oh, go ahead. We'd love to hear that.
And I am encouraging you people, please believe in miracles. Believe that God is part of you. And what happened is that my husband has an aunt who lives in Holland, and she doesn't speak good English. So my husband invited called to her and asked for her permission. And what happened with her body, she had black toes. She started having black toes and no circulation in her legs. But you know what she said? She said, my doctor told me my toes are getting black very fast, and my doctor told me that I'm facing an amputation. And all my life I lived on my own, but now I understand that only a miracle, only God can save me. So she had so much faith. And what happened, with her permission, because we need permission if this person is not, I can work only on your blood-related relative or on yourself, but not on someone else on your behalf. And I started praying in the same way that you observe right now, and asking God and invoking angels. And then my husband joined me in the prayer, and where two people are praying, miracles happen. So the next day, we were working not with her, but we were praying for her in her absence, right? And we called her like around 2 or 3 days later. And she said, well, you know what? My toes went back to white, to being white, to being normal color. And she went to see the doctor, and the doctor said, I have never seen anything like that. When your toes start becoming gangrenous, it's the amputation, and you were just waiting, like you were waiting for all of them to be black, and then we will amputate. So it was just a matter of time. And I have never seen anything like that in my life. So for
wow,
us, it was
that's
a
amazing.
But it was her face. It was her face with these energies, because she started feeling the circulation in her legs, and she started feeling, and then, but it's her face that did the miracle for her. Okay, So that was wonderful for us to know, and I felt very humble, and my husband felt very humble. And he's not a healer. He's just
that's so cool. That's so cool. Very, 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 very cool. Thank you for sharing that. That's really amazing. And it's just a testament of when we're open, those miracles really can happen. So powerful stuff. All right. So let's take our last caller for the day. Your first three digits are 504. 504. You are unmuted.
Hello.
504. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for putting me on. I'm really, really grateful. My name is Vladana. I wrote also on webinar. I didn't know if it's possible to put me so happy. I hit my head two times in the last 2 months. Last time 4 days ago, and there were lots of family dynamics that I reacted emotionally to, and this is really kind of confusing, because I do work on my issues for a long time with different healers. And then yesterday I also started having nausea, but like extra saliva and acid coming up, and I was really in a strange feeling. Is it from the stomach? Is it from the head? And couldn't really feel what would be the reason, because I had stomach issues also for a while with lots of burping. And this all confused me, and I just thought maybe Ina can put some light on it and send some healing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are you in pain right now?
I have a burning coming up from the stomach, and I feel right side of the head like a little bit aching, not a strong pain, like towards ear.
Okay. All right. So I will do some healing for you right now.
Thank you.
We'll go through it. We'll see what the creator of all that is, and what the angels will show me. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And dear Vladana, just receive this energy of light. Receive this energy of light in your stomach. Stay as relaxed as you can. Let the deeper issues that are standing at the root of your issues come up into the light. All right, the deeper issues are coming up. I'm a little bit reluctant to tell you in public that. Can you please write to me at number5elementsrejuvenation@gmail.com? Gmail.com. number5elementsrejuvenation@gmail.com, and I will tell you.
Can you please tell me again? Five?
Number five.
Yes.
Just number five. And then elementsrejuvenation@gmail.com.
Elements of rejuvenation.
No, just elements rejuvenation.
Okay.
All in one word. Five, elementsrejuvenation@gmail.com.
Okay.
And please, creator of all that is, release these issues with me channeling this beautiful energy from Vodana. Release these issues in your stomach. And I'm sending this energy of love and light into your head, into your aching head. And I'm releasing the energies that I'm seeing right now. And I'm releasing the energies of punishing yourself. And I'm releasing something that stands behind it. And I'm telling you, Vodana, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, release this issue for her. Release this issue. Release these two issues. I've mentioned the issues. Release this. I'm sending my love. I'm sending my light to this issue. And I'm asking God, Creator, all that is, to release it and remove from your body. I speak to you this issue. Release and be removed forever from your body. Okay. And how are you feeling? What is happening? Can you comment on it, Vodana?
It is beautiful. I feel energy flowing through my body and now down at the feet. I also have less pressure on the right side of the head. And it's completely gone, actually. I feel amazed somehow. I feel nice, beautiful. I'm grateful to God and to you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You are welcome, but you understand. You please understand that it does not eliminate the CT scan, right?
Sorry, I don't understand.
It does not eliminate the medical tests, right? That whenever medical tests, right? You need to go to, right? And it's better to find out that it's completely healed than to ignore medical tests, right? Because any healing does not substitute the medical test. But when healing occurs, we accept it gracefully, okay?
Yes, sure.
And thank you. How does your stomach feel right now?
I've been avoiding gastroscopy for a long while because of the fears, and my fear is always the biggest issue. Probably that's why I did what I did to my stomach. So thank you for reminding me to that as well. My stomach feels okay, just that it's the burn coming up is still there, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with this healing, I'm also sending deep wisdom from the Creator of all that is. I am sending you the energy of trust, and let that energy of trust in the universe, in the smartness of the universe, in the wisdom of that beautiful life force that created all of us. And I'm sending this energy to your stomach. I'm sending that energy to every cell of your body to heal you, to open up deep understanding that you are a magnificent child, daughter of God. And thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you feeling now?
I must admit that my throat still like up to mm-hmm. I don't know how to say that, up to the throat, I feel like still kind of burned.
All right. If you please write to me as I ask you, I will bring to light a deeper reason for it, and then we can discuss that. And in our stomach is our earth, all our earth problems. I had the Sacred Earth program last year, Gretchen, with from Heartache to Joy.
Yep.
Yeah. So on our stomach, it's like it's our small earth. There's our connection to our ancestors, to our mother, father. It's the connection to earth itself. So if you have any stomach problems, it needs deeper healing. So for you, I do recommend package B as well, because it does need deeper healing. Right. So as you can see, something that can shift immediately, right, like that ache, it did. Something that does not shift immediately, it means that there is a belief that comes from your ancestors or from this lifetime that needs to be addressed. Thank you, Vladana. Thank you for being here for us.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say that while we talk now, my burn is gone. And I appreciate it. So
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Lots of love to both.
Bye-bye. Yes, you too. Thank you. Awesome. Very good. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ina. This has been such a powerful call. I really enjoyed watching these processes, and there were some really big shifts for some of the callers. So thank you so much for doing that with us today.
Gretchen, if you don't mind, can I send blessings and healing to every single person who is on that call? It will take 1 minute.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Creator of all that is, dear Lord, my love, my Father, I'm asking you very humbly to send deep healing to every single person who came on this call, who brought their deep sorrows, deep pain. They are your children. They deserve your love. They deserve your light. They deserve to be enlightened. And they deserve that royal family. They deserve to be open to step into their divine family and claim their birthright. I bless you all with good life. I bless you all with healing. I bless you all with abundance. And I bless you all with solutions to your problems. God bless you all. And thank you. I'm very privileged. I'm very humble. And I love you all. Thank you. And thank you, Gretchen, for inviting me.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. Thank you so much. All right, Ina, is there anything else you want to add before we end today's call?
I'm going to add that I listened to my own program, to my one, but to several, because when you ground some energies, as we were grounding some energies for some of you today and for all of you, it works, and I cannot keep the God's energy, the Creator's energy, because I'm a human being like everyone else. I cannot keep them for a long time. I need to reground myself, and I need to rest after that. But the ones that are grounded into MP3s, they are powerful, and they give you healing. And I already get testimonials from people who are testing these MP3s that they are improving. But it needs some time for the energies, for the higher vibrations to get saturated in your body and for you to adopt that lifestyle, to adopt the lifestyle of the divine family, right? So we've been not blessed with a lower vibration for a long time, but now the earth itself is blessed. So we are blessed to be able to, us healers are blessed to be able to ground the energies of the Creator And we are waiting for you to become part of the divine family. Not only that, but bring that light, because every single MP3 you can use, even without permission directing, better with permission, but you can use without permission to direct that light to your loved ones who are blood related. You can do that too, but you will be the carriers. You will see how this shift will happen gradually. So the ask me not to be crushed under them, and you will feel how you will join that family with ease and grace. Not only yourself, you will start being healthy, and all the problems will be will start resolving in your life. But your life will change forever. There is no way back to go to the life of suffering. There is only forward, only to raise our vibrations together with our planet and together with the blessed energies of the Creator, of all that is that we are receiving right now. Thank you.
Awesome. What a great way to end the call. Thank you so much, Ina. Thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing what you do with all of us. So happy that you were able to be a channel for us today.
Thank you, Gretchen, and thank you, everyone. God bless you, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. So appreciate you. So appreciate you spending your time with us. And we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Ina.
Bye-bye.